We are continuing Surah An'am. The verse I recite is in verse number 11. Translation is like this. Say, travel in the earth, then see what has been the end of the rejectors. Allah is saying, travel in the earth. Qul siru fil ardi. Travel in the earth. Summanzur kefa kana aqibat muqaddimin. Then see what was the end of the rejectors. Allah says, just don't read in the books the history. You will not appreciate. You have to travel and see with your own eyes how it was before. And summanzur kefa, and then see what was the end result of those who were the one who rejected Allah's words. What is the end result? You know, present is not important, end is important. We know about Pharaoh and we know the Mughal Empire and all those big kings. They had glory, but now what they are now? Their houses become like the they are like gone. You know, there is nobody there. Their body parts are in dust, and it's just like haunted houses. They become like haunted houses. This is the end result. What happened to them? So we have to go and see them. Allah asks all of us to travel in the earth to get the lessons about the rejectors. And we see the rozas of Ahlul Bayt. And what happened to their end result? That when you see the roza, you see barakat. You go to Imam Hussein shrine, you see, go to shrine of Imam Ali, you see the barakat of Allah's awliya. You know how you see the barakat there. And when you see, go to these emperors, you see that they look like haunted houses, literally. Now, the thing is that the people who are kuffar and munafiqin, they took the advantage of this verse and they go and travel to Muslim lands and they grab the Muslim lands, they exploit the natural resources, and we Muslims stay around and we don't do much. Allah says, Muslim, go and travel in the earth. You get the benefit out of it. This is seven salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In the verse number 12, Allah talks about His kingdom. Qulli mamma fil قل لمن ما في السماوات والأرض قل الله كتب على نفسه رحمة لا يجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون. Allah says, say to whom belongs what is in the heaven and earth. Say to Allah, He has prescribed mercy on Himself. He will surely gather you on the resurrection day, of which there is no doubt. Those who have lost their own selves, they will not believe. Allah asks question Himself and Allah answers. This is the way Quran talks many times. Allah says, say what is in the heaven and earth belongs to whom? Say Allah. Allah saying that everything in the universe belongs to me. Everything belongs to me. Qul Allah. Say that it belongs to Allah. Kataba Allah nafsi rahma. Allah says, He has prescribed mercy on Himself. Allah says in Quran twice about this. That Allah prescribed mercy on Himself. Allah asks us to do things to do His ibadat, but Allah has mandated for Himself the rahmah. Subhanallah. We are so blessed to have the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is so beautiful that He has prescribed for Himself the mercy for Himself, for His slaves. So everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, everything belongs to Him. Even those who are the mushrikeen, who are the one who are the polytheists, they know, they say that everything belongs to Allah, but what they do shirk. They say there are some small gods for small things. They say there is a sun god, there is a moon god, there is a rain god, there is a money god. They say that they are the intermediaries. When we please them, we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they know, that the universe belongs to Allah, but they do shirk. They make some associate with Allah to reach to Allah at the maximum. That's their shirk. But everybody knows, because Islam is the religion of the nature. Our soul knows that this universe is created by one God. قَتَبَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي رَحْمَىٰ. And His rahmah is there, that we are seeing His rahmah, mercy all over the universe. This rahmah is so open. He gives food, He gives air, He gives shelter, He protects us from everything. All these dwellings which we have is from His rahmah. All the sunlight and beautiful night to sleep and everything is His rahmah. كَتَبَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي رَحْمَةً. Then Allah says, and I am going to gather all of you يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of judgment, I am going to gather all of you. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt about it. Now, Now when he raises on the judgment day, there's no doubt about it, he is going to show his rahmah again to the believers. What he gives is nothing what he'll give on the judgment day. This rahmah is very small compared to rahmah which we'll give. The rahmah in this world is one time, and rahmah on the judgment day is 100 times, which Allah will show, inshallah. And that rahmah is purely for believer. Right now this rahmah is for everybody, but the judgment is for only for believers. Alladhina khasiru anfusuhum. فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Allah says, those who have lost their own self, they will not believe. They will not believe. Because there's their loss. مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُوَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ And to him belongs whatever dwells in the night and the day. And he is all-hearing, all-knowing. Mizan says, this is one of the shortest verse of Quran which describes so beautifully, so detailed. When we read the first verse, that Allah says, to whom belongs to the whatever is in heaven and earth, it is parallel to that. Allah says, whatever dwells in the night and day belongs to Him. Whatever dwells in night and day is what? Everything in the universe, everything here dwells in night and day. We have night and day in the solar system, right? That's what dwells. So all there are some creatures, they are more active in night. Some creatures, they are more active in daytime. There are some different blessings in night time. There are some different blessings in night daytime. And all is Allah. Basically, the whole system is a system of nature running. And whatever, in the short verse, Allah describes the whole thing of the system. That whatever dwells in there, night and day, belongs to Him. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ And is all hearing and knowing. He is hearing and He is knowing. He makes us hear and He makes us know. But He Himself is an absolute hearer and absolute knower. How He makes us hear? He makes somebody to talk. And he makes sound wave travel in the medium, then he makes somebody hear it through the ear. It's all His blessings. And He teaches us through His universe, He teaches us through Quran, He teaches us through science, and He is the knower of ultimate for everything. So His teaching, our ilm is the sign of His ilm, our hearing is sign of His hearing. Please start on salwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now Allah asked Prophet to ask, قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ اتَّخِذُوا وَلِيًّا فَاطِرَ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمْ قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Say, shall I take a guardian beside Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, and He feeds and not Himself fed? Say, I have been commanded to be first who submit to Himself. And be not you of the polytheist. Allah is saying, these are the verses of Tawheed. Allah argues for His unity. And these verses should be in our heart to improve our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to argue on the behalf of Allah ta'ala to polytheist. Allah says, shall I take a guardian? Allah is telling Prophet, say, shall I take a guardian besides Allah, who is the originator of heavens and earth? And He feeds and nobody feeds Him. This is the basic argument that why I should get a guardian besides Allah, who has created and originator of heavens and earth, and who feeds but doesn't, nobody feeds Him. We'll stop here. Allah has millions of blessings, but Allah talked about the real blessing which everybody knows, even the simple man and man, that he gets fed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody raises crops, nobody sends water to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody feeds, everybody knows that. That He feeds everybody, but He doesn't get fed by Himself. Everybody knows. Even Jesus used to eat Himself. What Christians say, He's the Son of God. He used to eat Himself. Only He is the one God who doesn't get fed. Even those polytheists, they have idols, they feed them. When they worship these idols, they feed them. Literally they feed them. I was in India. And they put the idol, the food on their faces, you know. They feed them too. But nobody, even those polytheists know that nobody can feed Him. This is His greatness. That's why. So Allah says that should I take somebody else, my guardian besides Allah, who is the originator of the universe, heavens and earth, and all these blessings, but He mentioned only one simple blessing, that He feeds somebody, everybody, but nobody feeds Him. Then argument goes further down. Say, I have been commanded to be the first who submit to Him. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَلَا تَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And be not of the polytheist. Prophet was told to be the first to be the Muslim. He is the first to be following Allah's command as the chief of all the prophets. His rank is greatest in following Allah's command. In the way of rank, but not only in the way of rank, but also in the rank of time. Because Prophet said, my light was created the first. I'm the first one. And he started worshipping Allah from the beginning. He is the first worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of his worship, angels learned how to do worship. He taught, angels saw Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, then they learned how to do tasbih and tahleel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's, we are so blessed to be in his nation. Who is the first one to be the Muslim? Prophet said, follow the religion of Abraham, who was a Muslim, but say, no. But you are the first one to be the Muslim in the sense of the rank and the time of the Alam Arwah. Subhanallah. Why to worship him? Why to make him Wali? Because he feeds him. He feeds us. He is the originator of the universe. That's why you have to follow him, to follow his command. Nobody can feed you, nobody can give you any benefit but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, these are all my benefits. Now you worship me. Subhanallah. Now in next verse comes, قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ أَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Say, verily I fear if I disobey my Lord, the retribution of grievous day. Allah. This is Islam. This is, Mizan says, this is the shortest abbreviation which explains everything. Asaito. Asaito, I disobey my Lord. First, Allah says, worship me, be the Muslim. Now that there's a total change of mode. There's, in two verses, we know whole Islam. If we want to know our aqidah, our belief, these in two verses, we go to whole belief. أول من أسلم and another belief is قل إني أخاف إن أسأت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. Say that if I fear that if I disobey my Lord, the عذاب, the retribution of the grievous day. Ya Allah. يوم عظيم is the day of judgment, the عذاب. If you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a fear of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the عذاب of the judgment day. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't sin. That's why our ulama, they don't sin. There are different fears. For us, the fear is fire. But for our ulama and urfa, the fear is different. Their fear is that they should not be away from Allah's closeness. That's why they don't do makruhat. And they are busy in mustabat. Because they want to be close and close to Allah to have the pleasure of His closeness and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their level is different. Our level is different. We are busy in doing guna, kabira, and saghira, and they are busy not to do makruhat. Ya Allah, where are we? Where they are? May Allah guide us through Quran. We beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come to His closest to them, to Him, to His pleasure. So their fear is different to be away from Allah's mercy. That's why when we read the dua of Abu Hamza Thimani, fourth Imam talks about it, that Allah, I come to you and I don't feel the closeness. What I had done wrong? Because I don't see my connection to you. That's what happens to us every day in life. We lose connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our sinning. Now this next verse is verse number 16, and I'm doing some commentary from the Tafsir al-Nur, Holy Quran, volume 5, so nobody should blame me that where I'm reading from, so everybody should see it, because this is a very serious thing now. This is the verse of our life. مَنْ يُسْرَفْ عَنْهُ يَوْمَ أَذِنْ فَقَدْ رَحِيمَ وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ. Whosoever is spared of it on the dead day, he has certainly been merciful to him, and that is the manifest triumph. Allah says on the judgment day, to whom he spared him from the punishment, Allah has done a great favor for him, certainly been merciful to him. وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ Mubin, and that is the manifest triumph. Just to get on a judgment day, if the punishment goes away from our head, this is the biggest victory Allah is saying you will have. Ya Allah, we are so afraid of Allah on judgment day that azab should not come. Messenger said, now I'm going to read what the person said. Allah in whose hand is my soul. No one of people may enter into paradise merely by his own deed. They asked, even you, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet answered, even I, unless Allah shelters me with his mercy and grace. And then he put his hand on his head and recited this verse. Ya Allah! Everybody will be seeking Allah's mercy on judgment day. Then how could we do? Disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah is talking about his fear, disobeying. First he talked about his mercy, his feeding and his kingdom. Now then he talked about the fear and what is the religion is. Awwal man aslama. And then he talks about the azab of the, if you do disobedience to Allah, then Allah talks about the small punishment of this world. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرِّنْ فَلَا كَاشِفُ لَهُ إِلَّهُ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah talks about touching of goodness and the hardship. What is the translation? And if Allah touches you with affliction, none can remove it but He. And if He touches you with good, then He is all-powerful over all things. Allah using word touch, because this is small compared to Akhirah. Anything is here happens, goodness or affliction or blessings, they are touching only. This dunya is nothing, you know, like we get some money, it's just touch. Or the hardship is just touch. Jahannam is big. This hardship is nothing. That's why Imam Ali says in Dua Kumail that I cannot take pain of this world, how I'll take the pain of hereafter. Allah is talking about it. He just says it's touching, Ya Allah. Allah says, if He touches you with affliction, none can remove but He. He is showing his tawheed for this world. He showed tawheed for akhirat. He showed tawheed for this world for small touchings. He says, if he touches you with affliction, none can remove but he. And if he touches you with good, then he is all power over all things. We pray to Allah, and when we disobey Allah, we sin, more hardship comes. Most of our hardships come because of this. When we read Dua Kumail, Imam Ali talks about it. Our dua don't get accepted. We get hardship because of our sinning, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He touches it. Why he touches it? So we can do ruju to him. We can go to him to beg him. وَهُوَ قَاهِرُ فَوْقَ وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. And He is the omnipotent over His servant. And He is all wise and all aware. Because what these mushrik were saying, that we have small gods and they are intermediaries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, no. He said, I am all dominant over my servants. There is no intermediary with me. I am omnipotent. I am dominant like anything on my servant, and He is all wise and all aware. There are two kinds of dominance. One dominance is on the equal level. Like what? Fire and wood. Fire is dominant on wood, but they are more material, right? That's how fire is dominant on the wood, but they are on the same physical level. Allah is not like this dominant. Allah is overwhelming, over-dominant. Fawqa means coming on the top of it. Means overwhelmingly Allah is dominant. When Allah says about Qahiro, Qahiro comes when He is dominating the people who have sense, not like just material thing, but the person, He is dominant on the ibadihi, like people. Next was قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادًا قُلِ اللَّهُ شَهِدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغَ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ أنما الله آلهة أخرى قل لا أشهد قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون. Allah, this verse is a great verse, and we'll go inshallah slow. First Allah asks question, and then He doesn't. In first verse He asks question, He answers Himself. In this verse He asks question, then He doesn't answer, but He goes in His way, that answer comes itself. Like what? Say, what thing is the greatest in testimony? Say, Allah, He is witness between me and you. Means I am the greatest in testimony. He didn't answer it, but He said, Allah, say, Allah is witness between me and you. Means I am the greatest in testimony. Say, what thing is greater? Qul ayyu shay'in. Shay'in means thing. is greatest in testimony. So regarding this thing, there is a narration from Muhammad ibn Isa, to whom our eighth Imam asked question. Muhammad ibn Isa, he asked question, Imam asked question from him, to him, Imam Raza alayhi salam. What would you say if it is said to you, inform me about Allah, to whom belongs might and majesty, whether he is a thing or not a thing? Imam tested him. Muhammad ibn Isa, that is Allah is a thing or not a thing? See how knowledgeable those people were. What he answers? He said, I said, Allah, to whom belongs might and majesty, has identified himself as a thing. When he says, and he read this verse, surely he is a thing, not like things, because rejection of his being a thing entails his rejection and nullity. He said to Imam that he is a thing, if we don't accept him as a thing, then we reject him. Then Imam answered, you spoke the truth and well done. See how knowledgeable they were. So Allah is a thing. We cannot say Allah is not a thing. But he is not a thing like no thing is like him. But we cannot say Allah is no thing, because he has existence. But he is like, nobody can have any like him. But he is a thing. But if you say Allah is not even a thing, then you're denying his existence. So that's why Allah says, قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةً. Allah says, I'm a thing. Say, what thing is the greatest in testimony? And now the commentary goes further. What is testimony? And who is the greatest in testimony? And what do you need in testimony? Testimony is that you become witness for something, right? Witness, when you are witness, you have to be the best observant. You have greatest memory. You can understand what is going on. You can retain what is going on. And you can express and explain the best the way you can. Like somebody asks about Zulkarnain, and Allah talks in Zulkarnain such a beautiful way. Just I'm giving example, the testimony of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Zulkarnain. And the way Allah says, when was Zulkarnain? Thousands of years ago. And somebody asked question about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zulkarnain, and the way Allah described beautifully, you get really amazed by Allah's description. So the best testimony is Allah's testimony, who is saying himself that I am the testimony between you and Prophet. Now, I'm going to read one more line, then we'll go back to this. And further say, Allah is the witness between me and you, and this Quran has been revealed to me that I may warn you thereby, and whoever it reaches. Now, he says, tell them that Allah is the testimony between me and you, and I have been revealed Quran, so I can warn you, and to whoever it reaches. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now I'll stop here, inshallah, and we'll go further after that. Because this polytheist used to make fun of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said that, what is the difference between you and us? You are a human and we are human. How come you became Prophet? And they used to make fun of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they used to say that even Jews and Christians, they don't think you are a Prophet. They said, they don't think either. So, and they used to make fun of Prophet. And they used to say that, why you are Prophet? Why don't you have angel with you? And why don't you have palace? And why don't you have garden? You don't have nothing. Only thing what was with Prophet was Quran Hakim was being revealed to him. And that's what he's saying, Allah saying. And that I may warn you, and this Quran has been revealed to me that I may warn you thereby, and whosoever it reaches. So, when this taunting was coming, Allah talked in Quran Hakim that I am the witness between you and Prophet. Allah answered them in a strong way. I am the witness between you and. Then police became quiet. And this Quran has been revealed. So I can warn you. And to whoever it reaches. Means who? Whoever reaches means what? Till the day of judgment. Whosoever comes, I'll keep warning. This Quran is warning about the day of judgment, about me being Prophet, Allah being the one God, Islam being the true religion. This warning will be till day of judgment. And that's why when our sixth Imam was asked about this verse, that to whoever it reaches, the answer of Imam was that the meaning of this is that in every language, Quran, Because now, mashallah, Quran is in 114 languages. It was not like this before. It's spreading like anything. Mimma, to where it reaches, now it reaches, Imam said, to any language. There is a story that some captives were brought to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prophet said that, did Quran reach to them? They said, Quran did not reach to them. Islam didn't reach to them. Prophet said, let them be free, because they had no hujjat. They did not have any knowledge. So it's our job being Muslim in this part of the world to preach people Quran, because these people are going to blame us on the judgment day, that we never taught them Quran. It's our job. We are followers of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to do tabligh and make Quran reach to our home, our heart, and everybody's heart. Quran says further, then, do you indeed testify that there are other gods with Allah? Say, I don't testify. Say, I don't testify. Allah said, ask them that, do you testify there are other gods besides Allah? Say, I don't testify. Say, Prophet, I don't testify. Say, he is the one God who verily I quit what which you associate with him. Say, there is only one God, and I quit what you associate. I don't care what you say, I just dissociate with you. See how clear these verses are. These are for our faith. That's how our faith should be crystal clear. And they're all based on logic about the creation of universe and revelation of Quran. Now we are going to do the last verse. Alladina atainahul kitaba ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abnahum. Alladina khasiru anfusihum fahum la yu'minun. Those whom we have given the book recognize him as they recognize their sons. Yet those who have lost their own self, they will not believe. This is in same context. Because when Mushrikeen said that even the people of book don't believe you as a prophet. They were making fun of prophet. First Allah Ta'ala replied them that I am the witness. Then Allah said the next verse, Alladina atayna al-kitab ya'rifunuka ya'rifun abna'u. To whom we are given book, they know him as they know their sons. What are you talking about that they don't know? Why? Because Allah described him so well, so distinctly in Torah and Injil, that they used to know Prophet as they were known his son, because the way his description was so clear about his spiritual and physical characteristics. Allah did not leave anybody alone with his proofs. Allah said, I give witness that he is a prophet, but I have described my prophet in previous books so well that they know him like their sons. Alladhina khasiru anfusahum fahum la yu'minun. And those who have lost their own self, they will not believe. Why? They don't believe Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of their arrogance. They were arrogant, then why Prophet who came to their family, did not come to their family, but they came to Quraysh. There is a narration from Umar ibn Khattab. He asked Abdullah ibn Salam about, do you recognize Muhammad in your books? Allah said, yes, by Allah, we recognize him with the attributes by which Allah has described him to us. When we see him among you, just as one of us recognize his own son, and he sees him with the other children. They knew about it, but this is their jealousy and anger. Yes, they knew, but they denied him. Same thing happened to Imam Hussain alayhi salam on the 10th of Muharram. On the 10th of Muharram, Imam Hussain said to the people who were his enemies, don't you recognize me? I'm the grandson of Prophet. My father is Ali. My mother is Fatima. They say, we know you, but Imam said that you are haram in your stomach. Because you are haram, you don't hear me, you don't see me, you are following your desires. Why you are killing me? They say that we are killing you because of hatred of your father.